This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting today from Washington, D.C., with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week from Bayer. I'll have today's stories coming up. As the new crop season begins, farmers should take stock in one important part of their business, their data. An associate professor at Ohio State University, John Fulton, offers insight into what farmers should do as the season begins.
First of all, what data are we collecting on the farm today? Define that to some extent so you know what's available as you speak to others that are going to provide services, or you want to generate recs or information from that data on farm, you need to kind of get that. Secondly, I think more importantly today, as we think about all these digital tools and people that are providing services, how am I going to share data? And which data is required by those services to render back that information and recommendations? So, you know, understand what I've got I can collect today, and maybe what I'm not collecting today, but then the sharing part of that, and probably the biggest thing that a farmer needs to focus on, or someone helping that farmer, is being able to organize that data.
John said most farmers already have a lot of data on hand. The next challenge is getting it into a useful form. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. The Trump administration is unveiling its plans for fighting the nation's opioid drug crisis. Drug overdoses, did you know this? At more than 60,000 deaths annually, drug overdoses are killing more Americans each year than either automobile accidents or homicides from firearms. The president not only wants to see a dramatic reduction in opioid prescriptions written, but he wants to see the death penalty imposed for conviction of drug trafficking. By the way, we certainly wouldn't be the only nation in the world to have such a penalty if the Trump plan goes into effect. From my international travels, I recall very well how they stamped my passport upon entering Malaysia a few years ago. It certainly got your attention, those words, the penalty for drugs is death. We may take up the opioid issue tomorrow with Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, as we'll be with him for the National Agriculture Day observance. His U.S. Department of Agriculture is very much engaged in the battle against opioids, as was his predecessor here in Washington, Tom Vilsack. USDA needs to be very much involved in trying to solve the opioid crisis, as this drug overdose scourge has been hitting especially hard in our rural communities. From This Week in Agribusiness, they may not be all spectacular explosions, as some we've seen in the past, but grain dust explosions are still happening. There were 7 in the United States last year. 2 of those were in Wisconsin. Purdue University tracks these occurrences and found them last year also in Minnesota, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oregon. 7 was fewer than average, though, as generally 9 grain dust explosions occur in the U.S. each year. There's fine representation from our region in this thing they call the Sweet 16. 6 of the 16 are from here in the heartland of the country. You have Kansas and Kansas State, Kentucky, Loyola of Chicago, Michigan, and the Boilermakers of Purdue from West Lafayette, Indiana. Chicago-based challenger Gray & Christmas is out with their estimate of lost workplace productivity. They say it'll cost $2.3 billion to employers because of March Madness. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.